It doesn't get much more consoling than this. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. I did not come to condemn you, but to save you. Do we actually believe that? Do we actually believe that that's Jesus' mission? He came to save the world, not to condemn it. It completely changes the way we follow Jesus if we understand that that's what he came to do. We no longer have to live in fear or worry, right? This hunting spirit from behind us that's going to condemn us and send us to hell. What he's telling us is, no, you condemn yourself. Right? The word condemns you because you went against it. I don't condemn you. I forgive you. I save you. If only you come back to me. It reminds me very vividly of my days in the oil field. Random drug tests were real common. And it was so funny that when guys would receive a test that they failed, they would go to my boss, to my employer, and they would try to justify why they failed the test, right? Or try to explain what happened in the test. And I always remember my boss saying, I'm not judging you for using drugs. I'm not condemning you. The test is. And now I have to let you go. I have to fire you. Because you're condemned according to the test. Right? I want to help you. I'll send you for help. But it's too late now. You've already been condemned. And there's something similar going on with Jesus, right? Jesus is saying, no, I gave you my words to follow because they're good for you. Right? It's good for you to not be on drugs at work for the safety of everyone else. Right? And so similarly, that's what Jesus tells us. Follow my commandments because they are the place where you are going to experience my eternal life and fullness of life. And if you fail, ask me for forgiveness, right? Because I did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. And so today we ask Jesus for the joyful hope that he offers us in his salvation, a hope that should set us free, that should send us on mission, just like in the first reading with the apostles, St. Paul and Barnabas, that the message we have is truly a message of salvation.